Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. India achieves highest ever growth in indigenous defence production of 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh announces completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. BJP government to present Delhi Budget 2025-26 today. Egypt offers new proposals to de-escalate tensions in the ongoing Gaza conflict. India to take on Bangladesh in AFC Asian Cup Football 2027 qualifiers at Shillong this evening. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeat Lucknow Super Giants by one wicket in last over thriller at Vishakhapatnam. And now the news in detail. India has achieved the highest ever growth in indigenous defence production during the financial year 2023-24 since the launch of the Make in India initiative, reaching a record 1,27,000 crore rupees. The value of defence production has surged 174% increase from 46,429 crore in 2014-15. A report.
65% of defence equipment is now manufactured domestically, a significant shift from the earlier 65-70% import dependency. The defence exports have also surged from 686 crore rupees in 2013-2014 to an all-time high of over 21,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, marking a 30-fold increase over the past decade. This growth has been bolstered by the Make in India initiative, which has enabled the development of advanced military platforms. The Defence Ministry said, once dependent on foreign suppliers, the country now stands as a rising force in indigenous manufacturing, shaping its military strength through homegrown capabilities. The ministry said the government has introduced several measures to improve ease of doing business in the defense manufacturing sector. India now targets 3 lakh crore rupees in defense production by 2029, reinforcing its position as a global defense manufacturing hub. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election will meet today in the Parliament Annex in New Delhi. The committee will interact with former Chief Justice of Delhi High Court, Justice D.N. Patel, who currently serves as the chairperson of the Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal, TDSAT. Following this, the committee will meet with Attorney General of India, R. Venkataramani. The committee's next sitting is scheduled for the 2nd of next month, which will feature interactions with two more distinguished personalities. The centre has notified an increase in the salary, daily allowance and pension of members and former members of parliament. The monthly salary for members of parliament has been increased from 1 lakh rupees to 1,24,000. The daily allowance has been raised from 2,000 rupees to 2,500 rupees. The monthly pension for members and ex-members of parliament has been revised from 25,000 rupees to 31,000 rupees. It will be effective from 1st April 2023. Government today said the total forest and tree cover of the country is over 8,27,000 square kilometres, which is over 25% of the geographical area of the country. In a reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, said the current assessment shows an increase of over 1,445 square kilometres in the forest and tree cover as compared to the last assessment of 2021. He said the ministry provides technical and financial support to the states and UTs for protection, conservation and management of forests in the country. The BJP-led government in Delhi will present the budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly today. The budget will be discussed in the House tomorrow. The five-day Delhi Assembly session began yesterday with the Controller and Auditor General's CAG report on the functioning of the Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, presented in the House. The discussion on the CAG report will continue today as well. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta tabled the CAG report and announced that the Delhi government will bring a white paper on the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in the national capital. The report is expected to shed light on the financial and operational aspects of the DTC. She also said the economic survey will be tabled soon, as audits in different departments are still ongoing.
बजट सदन पटल पे प्रस्तुत किया जाएगा और इस बजट में ये सरकार का नहीं दिल्ली की जनता का बजट है दिल्ली के हित में और विकसित दिल्ली का नया विजन अब यहां से शुरू होगा.
The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will continue till the 28th of this month. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced the completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis, TB. Dr. Singh made this announcement while talking to media in New Delhi yesterday. The nationwide initiative is aimed at tackling drug resistance in TB by harnessing genomics and artificial intelligence. The minister informed that the government is aiming to address TB by 2030 and reduce its prevalence by 90%. He added that the government aims to make the country TB free by 2025.
उन्होंने ये तय किया कि 80% वो mortality कम करने में कामयाब रहें ये उनका प्रयास रहेगा सन 2030 तक tuberculosis को लेकर के और 90% इसकी morbidity यानी कि prevalence और हमें इस बात की खुशी भी है और ये हमारे लिए एक चुनौती भी है कि प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एक बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेवारी हम पर डाल करके ये तय किया कि हम 2025 के भीतर ही TB मुक्त भारत कायम करने में सफल हो पाएंगे.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has announced that the intensified TB elimination campaign will now be expanded to all the districts in the country. Earlier, the campaign was implemented in 455 selected high-priority districts. Addressing the World TB Day 2025 summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda said nearly 13 crore people were screened for TB and more than 7 lakh new cases were detected during the 100 days intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan.
Treatment coverage has increased from 59% to 85%. Aur ab tuberculosis ke elimination mein India model world isko maan raha hai aur is India model par chalne ki koshish kar raha hai.
Jharkhand government has announced to conduct caste-based census in the upcoming financial year. Answering the question raised by Congress MLA Pradeep Yadav in the State Assembly budget session, Cabinet Minister Deepak Birwa said the government is committed to conduct caste-based survey in the next financial year. The state government has already approved the proposal of conducting caste-based census during cabinet meeting in February 2024.
यह जाति सर्वेक्षण या जिसे जनगणना यह केवल जातियों की गणना नहीं है यह उसके स्टेटस को बताता है कि कोई व्यक्ति कोई जाति किस पौधान पर आज समाज की संरचना में खड़ी है. बड़ी सहजता से सरकार ने स्वीकार किया कि हमारी मंशा है और इस वित्तीय वर्ष में तो संभव नहीं है लेकिन अगले वित्तीय वर्ष में सरकार निश्चित रूप से कराएगी यह सरकार ने घोषणा की.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. In an effort to de-escalate tensions in the ongoing Gaza conflict, Egypt has put forward a new proposal aimed at restoring the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Egyptian plan introduces a phased approach to hostage release and potential withdrawal, suggesting Hamas release 5 Israeli hostages each week. Under the proposed framework, Israel would implement the second phase of the ceasefire after the initial week of hostage releases. Security sources reported that both the United States and Hamas have expressed agreement with the proposal, while Israel has yet to provide a response. The proposal comes in the wake of intense violence that erupted last Tuesday when Israel resumed air and ground operations against Hamas, effectively ending a 2-month period of relative calm. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that the country is developing privileged strategic partnership with India. He also said that Russia is actively expanding ties with the majority of global states, including China, India, Iran, North Korea, as well as Commonwealth of Independent States, CIS, countries. Mr. Lavrov made these remarks while addressing the meeting of Board of Trustees of the Alexander Gorchakov Public Diplomacy Fund, as reported by Russian news agency. A massive earthquake of magnitude 6.8 hit the coast of Riverton in New Zealand today. The earthquake, which struck at a depth of 10 kilometers, was initially recorded at 7 magnitude. The National Emergency Management Agency of New Zealand is currently assessing the earthquake. As of now, the agency has suggested residents of Southland and Fordland to stay away from beach and marine areas as strong and unusual currents may present a danger. The agency has further directed to not return until an official all-clear message is given by civil defence. Further details are awaited. Ajay Seth, a 1987 batch IS officer of the Karnataka cadre, was designated as the new finance secretary. Seth is currently the secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Finance Ministry. An official order issued by the Personnel Ministry said the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved designating Seth as the finance secretary. A BTEC graduate in mechanical engineering from IIT Roorkee and holding MBA from Antonio de Manila University, he took over as Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs in April 2021. Moving on to the world of sports, the Indian national football team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third round match of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong, Meghalaya this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. We have a report.
India is placed in Group C of the final round of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers alongside Hong Kong, Singapore and Bangladesh. The teams will compete in a home and away round robin format until March 2026 with the group winners advancing to the AFC Asian Cup tournament in Saudi Arabia. The Blue Tigers are coming off a commanding 3-0 victory over the Maldives in a friendly match last Wednesday. In a pre-match press conference, Indian player Sandesh Jhingan said the team is focusing on preparing itself irrespective of who the opponent is.
It's all about how you prepare yourself. And what I've learned is if you're well prepared, you can fight against any team. And if you're not prepared well, any team can beat you. So it's not about focusing on Bangladesh or, you know, some other country. It's just about have you prepared yourself in the best way possible.
Next we have from IPL cricket, where Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by one wicket in a last over thriller at Vishakhapatnam last night. Chasing a target of 210 set by LSG, Delhi Capitals overhauled the total with just three balls remaining. At one stage, Delhi was struggling at 65 for 5, but impact player Ashutosh Sharma along with debutant Vipraj Nigam turned the game in Delhi's favour. Ashutosh further sealed the victory with a 6 and was named player of the match. Today Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Kerala and Ladakh during the next 2 to 3 days. The maximum temperatures will gradually rise by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India and by 4 to 6 degrees Celsius over west and northeast India during the next 3 to 4 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with the burning cash controversy. The Statesman says, SC Collegium recommends repatriation of Justice Verma to Allahabad High Court. The Pioneer writes, Bar demand Justice Verma's impeachment. The Indian Express headline reads, ahead of reciprocal tariffs, US trade team begins 4-day India visit today. Amidst continued hostilities between Russia and Ukraine, US-Russia teams hold talks on Ukraine war, writes the Hindustan Times, in a bid to reduce the tax burden on digital ad consumers and costs for platforms like Google and Meta. Digital tax on online ads to go from April 1, notes the Hindu Business Line, in an inspiring story under the caption Gender Parity, IMA to induct first batch of women officer cadets, takes note, the Hindustan Times. And finally, calling it the Blooming Valley, the Hindu has a picture of Asia's largest tulip garden, Srinagar. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India achieves highest ever growth in indigenous defence production of 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh announces completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. BJP government to present Delhi budget 2025-26 today. Egypt offers new proposals to de-escalate tensions in the ongoing Gaza conflict. India to take on Bangladesh in AFC Asian Cup Football 2027 qualifiers at Shillong this evening. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeat Lucknow Super Giants by one wicket in last over thriller at Vishakhapatnam. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.